I've been hearing from people who live in New York City that when they go out for their evening walks, they're seeing a type of wildlife they've never seen in such abundance. That's right, the typical street rat. Rats are apparently everywhere on the streets of New York because the typical restaurant garbage containers that they're used to being able to get into are no longer being filled with food. So the poor rats have gone out in the streets running around trying to find ways to survive this. But here in Southern California, my question for you is, what kinds of wildlife are you seeing in greater abundance as we have fewer cars on the road, as things are much quieter in the evening hours, fewer people are out and about? We're at 866-893-KPCC or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. With me from the University of California's Cooperative Extension, human-wildlife interactions advisor, Neve Quinn. Neve, it's good to have you with us again on Air Talk. We appreciate it. First of all, have you noticed anything in your neighborhood more than what you'd seen before? Neve, are you there? All right, we'll try and get her back. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Also with us is the president of science for the nonprofit Friends of Griffith Park, Jerry Hans. Jerry, good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Larry.
So, Jerry, what are we seeing in Griffith Park these days?
Well, this may be stating the obvious, but of course the big difference in wildlife behavior is based upon the lack of noise disturbance that they're experiencing, and it's incredibly peaceful in Griffith Park for the wildlife right now. One of the big factors, I think, is the reduction in noise because we don't have all the noisy helicopters coming by. That's gone to absolutely zero. And then also we have a major lack of cars, and some of the roads that were open to cars are now closed off to cars, and only hikers are allowed on those.
All right. And obviously Griffith Park always has plenty of deer and raccoons and squirrels and things like that. Are they more visible?
Yes, I think they are. For example, along these closed-off roads, just anecdotally, I'm seeing and hearing more of the shy birds, California quail, spotted towhees, and the California thrashers. These are species, unlike mockingbirds that you have in your home, that normally are tucked, a little further into the park, away from the roads and the cars. Another big difference on these roads is the roadkill has gone to absolutely zero, which is really great. I've seen so many western toads, snakes, king snakes, ringneck snakes, and even deer are a major hazard for wildlife on roads with cars in Griffith Park.
We're talking with president of the nonprofit Friends of Griffith Park, Jerry Hans, with us. And I think we have back Neve Quinn, University of California's Cooperative Extension Human-Wildlife Interactions Advisor. Neve, it's good to have you with us again. Are you hearing from a lot more people that they're seeing wildlife that they hadn't noticed before?
Yeah, Larry, we're certainly getting a lot of inquiries about people seeing a lot more coyotes and different types of wildlife. But, we have a couple of coyotes. We have them collared across Los Angeles County. And, their behavior hasn't really changed much at all. What seems like is happening is that our behavior has changed the most. And I think that when we're not all stuck on the freeway for 5 hours a day trying to get here, there and everywhere, we have maybe a little bit more time to notice what's going on around us. But that doesn't mean that the wildlife isn't, changing. But certainly I think it would take a lot longer for some of our larger wildlife, like our our coyotes and our mountain lions to change their behavior significantly.
I'd seen deer on the golf course where now there are no golfers, and there are deer in the hills, certainly adjacent to the golf course. But it's the first time I'd seen them out there, as they now pretty much have it to themselves. Asking listeners what you're seeing that you hadn't seen before or noticed as much, 866-893-KPCC. Are you seeing certain types of animals come out who might have been a little shyer when more people were out and about? 866-893-KPCC. Also with us is Annette in Palms. You're on Air Talk.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Go ahead, please.
Well, I just wanted to give a shout out to the Natural History Museum and say that this weekend is the City Nature Challenge, which started out as a contest between Los Angeles and San Francisco, but now it's worldwide. So anytime from midnight tonight until midnight Friday night, so Saturday morning until Monday night, everybody should document what they see, take some pictures, send it into iNaturalist using the app, and it can be spiders, lizards, pill bugs, snails, birds.
All right. Very good. Well, it's a very good time to have the City Nature Challenge take place, as long as people, of course, are doing physical distancing at the same time they do it. Annette, thanks very much. 866-893-KPECC. What sorts of wildlife are you seeing that's new, different, or in greater numbers in your neighborhood? Will in South L.A. says, I see many more opossums on the street. I guess because fewer cars, it's a lot safer. We were hearing about in Griffith Park not seeing the roadkill, which is great, that we're seeing previously because of that. 866-893-KPECC. Zach, in Highland Park, what are you seeing more of?
Yeah, hey, lots of a bird called a red-whiskered bulbul.
A bulbul?
Yeah, from India, apparently.
Oh, so they're not natives here, huh?
No, but a really beautiful song and really playful. Kind of look like a cardinal, but a different coloring.
Wow. And where are you seeing them, in trees or rooftops? Where are you seeing them?
Predominantly in trees, feeding off of berries.
All right. Zach, thanks very much. Red-whiskered bulbuls. Neve Quinn, you familiar with those?
I am not. I am a mammal ecologist, Larry. So if it doesn't have four legs, I probably don't know the answer.
Sounds beautiful, though. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Mike in Glendora, what are you seeing more of?
Hi there, Larry. There's a pack of wild boar that live underneath the Old Town area in Glendora.
Really?
Yeah. There's a couple of dozen of them. I've seen them over the last 6 months. I've seen them a couple of times, but 8 or 10 times. Since this COVID thing has been going on, I take my dog Lily for a walk every night, and I go around the corner, and there's, you know, the washes that come down from the mountains to take the rainwater down into the ocean. It connects with the San Gabriel River. And as I walk along there, there's the motion detector light that comes on in the back alley, and sometimes they'll be just down there drinking the water, and the light usually scares them, and they run back up the street. They live underneath Glendora Avenue. There's a series of culverts under there.
So without cars going down the alley, they apparently feel safer to come out now.
Yeah, that's really interesting, and I'd love to get them on video. If I do, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, that sounds good. Mike, I appreciate it. Mike in Glendora talking about the pack of wild boar. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. What types of wildlife are you seeing more of in your community? We'll continue in just 1 minute. In case you missed our first hour, we reported that retired Dodger broadcaster Vin Scully hospitalized after falling Tuesday at his home. He's 92 years old and was taken to the hospital for observation, where he spent Tuesday night and last night. He's expected to be released soon. Scully said, "I won't be doing any more head-first sliding. I never liked it." That's posted on the Dodgers Twitter account. We wish Vin and his family and the whole Dodger family all the best for his recovery, and good to hear that he is expected to be released soon. We're talking about wildlife that you've been seeing around your neighborhood. We're at 866-893-KPCC. Patricia in Altadena says, "I saw an eagle, biggest I've ever seen in my life, perched on a tree near my house." Not surprising that you would see that. Hawks, of course, eagles, falcons, all kinds of birds of prey. 866-893-KPCC. Akiko in the Mid-Wilshire District, what have you been seeing in your neighborhood?
Well, it's not so much what I've been seeing, Larry. I got a video from a very good friend of mine who lives in Altadena on Saturday. She'd been hearing strange noises. She chalked it up to just, you know, nothing, a house settling. And she heard something, and she went out to check on Saturday morning, and she took a video of a giant brown bear with two cubs that have taken up residence underneath her front.
Oh, no. So she just letting them hang out there?
Well, at the moment, yeah, she called Wildlife Services, I guess, and Animal Control, and everybody says, "Oh, we don't deal with bears. You need to call your—"
They're not uncommon, actually, in Altadena, any of those foothill communities, but I hadn't heard about someone living under someone's house before, a bear under there. Akiko, thanks so much. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Michael in Hollywood, what have you seen recently?
Well, Larry, it's not rare to see a raccoon in Hollywood, but a few weeks ago I saw an albino raccoon.
We have a lot of raccoons in my neighborhood. I've never seen an albino one. Neve Quinn, how rare are those?
Those are pretty rare. There are instances of all sorts of albino wildlife all over the world, Larry, but they're certainly kind of not the norm for sure. So it's pretty lucky to see an albino anything, actually.
All right. Thanks so much, Michael. Appreciate your reporting about that. Let's see, Joe in Highland Park. You're with us on Air Talk.
Hey, so I have seen, like a week ago, I saw like one blue heron along the Arroyo Seco. And yesterday I saw three of them, and I feel like seeing them by the LA River, but now I'm seeing them like up here in Highland Park. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I've noticed them in the Arroyo too, Joe. I saw one heron fly right overhead. Also, there have been flocks of geese that I've seen flying over the area here near our studios in Pasadena, which, again, you know, there are plenty of geese throughout Southern California, but I have not seen them before in this area. 866-893-KPECC. Thanks very much. Olivia, joining us from Seattle in the Pacific Northwest. Thanks so much. Go right ahead, Olivia.
Hi, yeah, I'm a graduate researcher at the University of Washington, and my team and I just launched a community science project through eBird, which is an online, freely accessible citizen science app to document some of these great wildlife sightings that people are seeing and really test some of these hypotheses we have about how human activity changing during COVID-19 might be affecting local bird populations. So I'd encourage all these people who are submitting great stories to you guys about changes in birds to actually start collecting data on eBird so that we have data that we can analyze and really try to get to the heart of what's going on here.
That's great, Olivia. eBird, and thanks so much. And we appreciate your talking about the project you're doing at UW up in Seattle. Thanks very much. 866-893-KPECC. Mary in Malibu, which has plenty of wildlife, but although I understand you live in Pacific Palisades, so what have you seen?
That's right. Yesterday I saw a baby fawn and its mother cross the street right in front of me in my car. And the mom ran off. The fawn didn't know what to do. It couldn't get up. It couldn't jump over the fence that she jumped over. So I got out. and the resident there said that the fawn had been born next to its pool and that the mom drops it off every day, leaves it there all day, like daycare, and then comes back at night and picks it up, and that they've watched the fawn from the day it was born until yesterday, about a week old. And it was just, you know, it was very chill just walking across the super residential street in the Palisades.
Mary, that's wonderful, and so great to have these deer sightings in some of the foothill areas, like, you know, Pacific Palisades there, where they come down out of the Santa Monica Mountains. And people really get to know their deer family and become kind of attached to them. When I was growing up in the Hollywood Hills, we would have our regular deer family that would go across a path in our backyard every night, and something that I looked forward to when I was home at that time. 866-893-KPCC. Sema in Palm Desert says, there have been herds of desert bighorns coming down into my neighborhood. The most I've counted in a group has been 17. Wow, because you used to really have to look hard to see them up there on the Rocky Mountainsides in that area. But they're coming down. Neve Quinn, what are some of the reasons why the bighorn sheep might be coming down into residential communities now?
Well, it could be all just to do simply with traffic. Or it could, once again, Larry, just be that they always did come in and just nobody ever had the time to notice it. Mm-hmm. You think someone would notice a flock of 70 bighorns? They're pretty hard to miss. So it could just be traffic. You know, the traffic has decreased considerably. You know, there's certainly way, way less traffic on the freeways. You know, our local traffic might have changed as much, but at least on the freeways. And so there's opportunities to cross. And, you know, the noise of the freeway, it's not just the physical cars on the freeway. It's sometimes just the noise on the freeway that can keep wildlife away.
That makes sense. Joel in Rialto says, I was at the bank yesterday and I saw a red-tailed hawk land in the middle of the parking lot and grabbed a rat that was just running around. That's Wild Kingdom in Southern California. Neve Quinn of UC's Cooperative Extension Human Wildlife Interactions Advisor, thank you for joining us again. I sure look forward to the next time we have a chance to talk. You can share your wildlife encounters and what's changed in your neighborhood on the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. Stay tuned. Governor Gavin Newsom's daily noon news conference is coming right up. I'm back with you tomorrow morning at 10 for the next Air Talk.